Public Works Director Carl Hagerman has proposed the use of what's called a local improvement district for residents of a neighborhood to collectively pay for the cost of extending a local service, in this case a paved street. Hagerman told the assembly that the company Secon could have its asphalt plant in town into 2017, but it might be the last chance for a while. After the meeting, Hagerman explained he thought it was an opportunity that the borough should offer to residents.
We've got an asphalt plant that has been in Petersburg, and it looks like it will be here, could be here into the summer. And when it goes away, it probably won't come back for a long time. Because the borough it's not financially feasible for the borough to fund more paving in this next year. The LID idea is a way for residents who are interested in having their street paved participate. There's a long process of approvals and information gathering and sharing that go into this, and through that process, the borough will find out if folks are interested in or not. And if they're not, then it's their decision, and at least we can feel good that we've made the offer.
The borough paid the cost of paving for a number of other local streets last year while Secon was finishing up work on a major renovation of two state roads, Haugen Drive and South Nordic. This proposed program would target streets that are cul-de-sacs or mostly used only by homeowners instead of main throughways in town. The list of possible roads includes a number in the Severson subdivision just south of downtown and other neighborhoods near Wrangell Avenue and off Sandy Beach Road. The program would require residents who are interested to return a petition with the signatures of 60% of the homeowners along a street. Then the borough would prepare a cost estimate and hold a public hearing before the issue went to a vote of the impacted residents. If 60% approve, then all the homeowners in that neighborhood would have to pay the cost of the paving. Hagerman provided the assembly with a rough estimate of $2,200 to $3,800 for a home with 80 feet of street in front. Payment could be spread out over years or all up front. Assemblymember Kurt Waldhuter thought the program could pit neighbor against neighbor.
One neighbor on one side doesn't want it, one neighbor on the other side wants it, and then all of a sudden now you've got angry neighbors. And we're kind of forcing them to do this because, you know, they've decided that half a dozen of them want to do it and the other four don't want to do it because they can't afford to do it. You know, I mean, I just really think it's a bad policy that we're forcing people to do stuff against their will. So when all of us or most of us got it for free. You know, I mean, I have to bring that up. I mean, I got a nice paved road and a nice sidewalk in front of my house.
Mayor Mark Jensen had similar concerns, and Assemblymember Bob Lynn had a number of questions about how the program would work. Others on the assembly supported the concept. Nancy Strand thought it was a great idea.
I think that people are going to have to pay for it, even if the borough did it. And those 60% who might not want it, are they going to want it next year when it's on the borough's bill and we have to do a bond issue? I think that they're not going to save that much money.
The mayor and assembly ultimately voted 6-0 to go forward with the program and concept. That means the issue will come back to them in the form of a resolution at their next meeting, and assembly members can take another vote on whether to proceed. One note, the local improvement district has long been an option in both city and borough code for residents seeking to add a utility or a service, but it's not one that's been used very often. Hagerman could remember it being used once before by residents seeking chip sealing on one local road. After the assembly decides on a resolution about the program, Public Works will send out information and petitions to residents of neighborhoods. If there's no interest in pay for paving, then the program will end. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.